when I was a child, but when I was a man, I put away childish things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There's so many things that we are striving for right now. Many of us, we're getting ready to enter into a new year of catechetical instruction, right? You're all, this is the first day that we get to be together for catechism class, right? Yeah, we're starting everything anew. Those of you who last year were in our sacramental years, now you're beginning the fourth grade year. You're starting something new. Those of you who are furthering your studies in this eighth grade year or doing in your year of preparation for confirmation, and those in whatever year you happen to be, you're seeking in some way to find out who the person of Jesus Christ is. It's really important that we pay attention to what this 13th chapter of the first letter of St. Corinthians speaks of. Because what happened yesterday was St. Paul saying, hey, there's some really amazing gifts that God has given for use in the church. Being able to prophesy, being able to teach great things, being able to be apostles or prophets, and these sorts of amazing gifts. But then he says, hey, let me give you the inside track. Let me show you a still better way, a still more excellent way, something that's really going to help you to rise to the top. All of us want to be the top in some way. When we're competing in our athletics, do we want to be, you know, just average? Who wants to be average? Nobody. How many of you, when you go out there and compete, want to be great? Want to be remembered? I see that right there. There's a lot of you who want to be great. You want to be remembered when you go out there for your recesses or whatever it is. When you go out there to compete, you want to say, that touchdown pass, I want to be remembered for that. Or when I reached out there and laid that tackle on that guy, I want to be remembered for that. Or when I set that up and got a kill right there, I want to be remembered for that. That's what St. Paul is saying. Here is a still more excellent way. What's that way that he's talking about? It's the way of charity, of love. But charity and love make hard demands on us. We hear this reading all the time at weddings. I can see just you young ladies going, one day there'll be a nice man to sweep me off my feet, and when we get married here in the church, we'll do this reading for them. Well, guess what? It's hard stuff. And especially, we want to focus on the passage that I just read. What he says here is he says, look, when I was a child, meaning before I understood what love really was, I used to reason like a child. I thought as a child. I did all things like a child. But when I became a man, when I achieved maturity, what did I do? I put away childish things. Each one of us wants to grow up and we want to do something great. We want to have some freedom to ourselves. We want to have some accomplishments to put before ourselves. But that takes putting away childish strivings. It's an awesome thing to be a child. To be a child means that you have a carefree life. But to be a mature person means that we take on sacrifice ourselves. I want you to know that each of you are taking on maturity today. Because where are you? Who knows where they are? You're in church, right? You're at Mass. Did you know that you could be doing a billion other things right now? Being a child says, I'm just going to go ahead and do whatever I want, whatever fills my need right now. But being a mature man or being a mature woman means sacrificing. You're sacrificing for your education and the faith today. You're sacrificing when you could be doing anything else. But today, you're putting those things aside, which means you're trying to grow in this charity with this love for God. So I want to give you something very practical to do. Something that you can do today to work on that maturity that each one of you are striving to do, to strive for excellence. I want you to go home. Each one of you has a name, right? Yeah. Santiago? Dominic? Some of the names that are here. Danny? Juan? I'm just seeing guys' names right there. Xavier, right over there. Each one of you have names. Well, why don't you, as a practical way of knowing which way you're supposed to grow, look up the saint that relates to your name. Maybe you've got a unique first name. Well, go for your middle name. Or maybe if you can't find a name there, at least find the day in which you were born, what saint that is. And by looking up those saints, you can find out a little bit about what it means to live a mature, excellent life. For me, Saint Christopher, known for carrying Christ upon his shoulders and bearing Christ in all things. Saint Barnabas, that's my last name. Known for being one who found people who were in dire straits in their lives and encouraged them to bring them and to restore them to friendship. What is it that our Lord is calling you to do by giving you the name which he's given you, or by calling you to be one who was born on a particular day where we celebrate a saint? Investigate those things, and thereby you'll find that still more excellent way, which is love. Putting away those things which are childish, which say, let me just do whatever it is that I want to do. Take on the life of sacrifice, which means being a young man, being a mature young woman, living out a life which really reaches toward love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.